Ranked choice voting is forcing candidates to think about how they're campaigning and will make voters think twice about their choices. But perhaps no group has more to think about than municipal clerks, the people who will conduct next week's vote. Erwin Gratz has that story.
Whether you touch a screen, fill in an oval, or put an X in a box, the way you vote changes next week. And that means changes for people like Sandra Fournier.
It's very stressful.
Fournier is town clerk in Eagle Lake in far northern Maine. She also is responsible for conducting elections in some of the nearby unorganized townships.
And, of course, during on election day, we have to deal with a lot of different factors as it is.
Fournier says she has to find space for poll watchers. She must train and monitor poll workers. And clerks are often the first line of enforcement for the laws that limit what candidates and their supporters can do and say around polling stations. But not all clerks are worried.
This is the sort of thing that I find really exciting.
Angela Holmes is the city clerk in Westbrook, next to Portland.
Making sure that the people who want to vote are able to vote and express their opinions. This is the democratic process. This is why I do what I do. And elections are always exciting.
It's Secretary of State Matt Dunlap's job to make sure the clerks understand ranked choice voting and their role in it.
We do a training every year for clerks, and we have it in some central location. That'll be supplemented by some regional trainings. So we did that back in May. So we spent a couple of days in Bethel. We went down to the Sunday River Resort, and we worked with several hundred clerks.
You heard right. Several hundred clerks, one in every city and town in the state. That presents its own challenge. For instance, when we talked to Sandra Fournier in Eagle Lake, she worried about the extra time and expense to do the second, third, however many rounds of ranked choice counting that might need to be done. But she needn't have worried. Secretary of State Dunlap says his staff will do that.
As we've built the rule around conducting ranked choice voting elections, we've been really careful to make it as easy for town election officials as possible. You see that most clearly is where they are tabulating only the first place votes on election night. So basically, they're running the election the way they always have.
The state will also pick up the extra expense, which Dunlap has said could run to as much as $400,000. Eagle Lake Clerk Fournier does have something else she worries about. Questions from voters.
I'm expecting on election day to be bombarded. This is not something that's going to be normal for them.
That, says Secretary of State Dunlap, puts clerks and other poll workers in a tricky spot.
You don't want to get into answering questions about candidates because you can't influence a voter. So we've been developing some materials like posters and whatnot that can be put up in the polling places so that people can see exactly what a valid or an invalid vote would be.
Westbrook City Clerk Angela Holmes, for one, is appreciative.
The Secretary of State's office has been phenomenal in providing public resources. They did a little animated video, which is a great way to get the quick scoop on how ranked choice voting actually works. And we've directed a lot of people there.
And Eagle Lake's Fournier says, nervousness aside, she too finds next week's vote exciting and historic.
I'm excited because I'd like to see how this process actually can result in maybe a total change in a candidate that you wouldn't have normally seen with how the previous elections have been done. And at the same time, it is historic because this is new ground for Maine.
Ground Mainers will be covering when they take those final steps into the voting booths Tuesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Erwin Gratz.